Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Friday, March 1st. U.S. equity futures are in the red this morning, down about 20 basis points for the major indices. So that's 12 S&P points, 93 Dow points, and about 40 NASDAQ points. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices trading up modestly, about 5 to 25 basis points. You're seeing outperformance in Europe in autos, basic resources, chemicals, banks, real estate, energy, utilities. Underperformance in media, insurance, industrials. Asia generally finished higher. The Nikkei rallied 1.9%. The Hang Seng jumped 50 basis points. The Shanghai comp rose about 40 basis points. So a few moving pieces this morning. A lot of economic data out overnight and this morning. The China MBS PMIs, in my view, were net positive. You did see manufacturing fall a tiny bit short, but non-manufacturing saw a relatively solid increase, came in above expectations. And on the separate Cation manufacturing survey, the Cation manufacturing PMI came in a bit better than anticipated. Remember, there's a big China summit coming up next week of senior government leaders. There will be an important speech Monday night, Tuesday morning, during which the government will outline its GDP growth forecast for this year. It's expected to be around 5%. And also provide details around stimulus plans, fiscal deficit targets, et cetera. So I talk more about that in the piece, but that will be a big event for next week. In Europe, you had the CPI come out for February. It did show disinflation on the core and headline, albeit not as much as anticipated. So similar dynamic as you kind of are seeing in the US, where the disinflationary process is continuing. It's not continuing as at rapid a pace as hoped. You do have treasuries bid up this morning, about 3 basis points, but that Eurozone CPI, which hit at 5 a.m., does seem to be creating some pressure for U.S. equities. That kind of explains why they turned lower in the last half an hour or so. On the earnings front, decent amount of reports out last night. Dell is probably the big highlight. Stocks up about 20% pre-market trading. Strong EPS revenue, very bullish remarks about AI-enabled server demand that they're seeing. They also did speak positively about how they think AI can help drive a PC refresh cycle, albeit one that will happen later in this year. They did note that PC demand in the near term is still pretty soft. Other reports, Autodesk, NetApp on the upside, trading up this morning after their reports. HP Enterprise getting hit on back of its report. And then New York Community Bank is down about 25% in pre-market trading. Bunch of announcements out last night, which I talk about in the piece, including a CEO change. And that's most of the news flow for today. On the calendar, the biggest event will be the manufacturing ISM at 10 a.m. You know, if you just kind of circle back to the PCE yesterday, you know, I'm firmly in the camp that we're seeing disinflation. The disinflation will force the Fed to cut rates, because if they continue to hold the funds rate steady while inflation ticks lower, they're going to be increasing real rates and imposing, they're going to actually be tightening policy, which is something they do not want to do. All that being said, the composition of the PCE yesterday was not all that positive. You had a big jump in services prices, and there are indications that the disinflationary trend in goods, which has been driving the bulk of disinflation for the entire economy, is starting to come to an end, starting to stabilize. And so that will make it place more pressure on services to start to pick up the slack and start to help drive some of the downside price action. And so again, I think the manufacturing ISM for today will give us some insight into manufacturing and whether or not that the goods price trend is starting to stabilize and tick higher. For next week, you have a lot of stuff on the calendar, including that China leader summit that I mentioned, the services ISM, Super Tuesday primaries, Bank of Canada decision, Jolts report, Powell will be testifying Wednesday and Thursday, the Beige Book, ECB meeting on Thursday, Biden's State of the Union Thursday night, and then the big jobs report Friday morning. And then you have a lot of January end earnings next week, including some of the big ones, Target, Dollar Tree, Broadcom, Costco, Marvell, and others. So take a look in the piece, because I preview comments on all of that and more. And that is everything for today. Friday, March 1st. Thank you for listening.